Now, let me just explain that thing. The issue I want to bring out here is, if I'm even happy, this one is also here, about double-mindedness. Because the Bible says that the one who's double-minded does not receive anything from God. Now, this is what he means when he talks about double-mindedness. Because I said the prayer of the saint is very potent if it is properly focused. Are you getting my point? And now these are the reasons he was saying why Christians pray, and it appears that their prayers don't have effect. And he said, number one, it's about motive. Do you get what I'm saying? That is, let me just say something here. When you want to ask God for anything, that's, you know, that was the main thing I wanted to talk about. The first thing you check is the motive for your specific prayer. I hope you're getting what I'm saying. Now, motive is what decides whether you are double-minded or not double-minded. Now, there are different levels to double-mindedness. There's something I want to bring out. Double-mindedness, sometimes we create unnecessary double-mindedness. Let me explain what I'm saying. You want to ask the Lord for a car? People have said something. Let me say it again. People have said that you ask, you know, you have to be specific with God. Do you want a Toyota or you want a Nissan? Do you want it to have 4 tires or 6 tires? Do you want leather interior or cloth? You want alloy rims? Then the color of the car. Which year? Which model? I don't have time to explain. If you like to live long, don't go into such details. I do not have time to explain. Some people won't like it. But you see, we don't have all the time to break these things down. But I want to ask, just beg you, if you like long life and sanity, don't go into such details. Are you getting my point? Because if you do, the devil will use you to play. You won't get anything. It's what I call unnecessary double-mindedness. Because the day shall come that God will say, the car will be perfect, but even at Twitter you talk, Nissan will show. That is, the car will be so perfect. The alloy rims, the interior, everything, except say, oh my God, I said Toyota, now which kind of temptation is this one? Look at this one. And you call it to you in faith. Don't change your mind. Look, you see, people like to tell stories that when I did it, it worked. Well, fine. God bless you. All right? What worked for you? I'm not saying it never worked for you. But I'm just advising those who are listening to me. Please, don't go into such details. I think they're unnecessary. I don't know how you will be able to hold your heart steady in the matter of color, as an example. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. Usually, when you paint pictures like that, it's one car you saw before. You know that? There was a car you saw before. I hope you are following what I'm saying. And tomorrow, you will see one that is finer than the one that you saw before. And God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above all you can ask or even think of. Now, so let's get that one clear. It is possible for you to ask for something and God gives you something better than the one you had conceived. I hope you are hearing it. Don't limit him with the limits of your personal imagination. The cars that will bless you the most, you have not seen them. But God, who knows what will bless you the most, is arranging it now that you have not even seen it. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. I always tell people, please, avoid such unnecessary details. It creates double-mindedness. After your money is complete, God will now show you one nice little Jeep that's better than all the cars you have prayed about. What do you go do now? Say, Lord, this was not what I asked for. Drive it away. No, you won't do that. So this is my opinion. You don't have enough capacity mentally, because the matter of information that you have, to be that detailed in the things you're asking for. People can say that this man did it. Yeah, well, fine. I think those are unusual manifestations. They are not the normal things. I like my wife every day. And I, you know, if we had to start all over again, I'll marry her again, all right? But I'll be honest with you, as God is my witness, I'm not lying about that. I did not picture her height, her complexion. God is my witness. I am not lying. If I lie to you, this word won't bless you again. So I can't lie. I want to live long, so I cannot lie to you when I'm instructing you with the word of God. I used to say, whether my wife is short or tall, I don't care. Whether she's fat or slim, I don't care. And my wife has been swinging between fat and slim in recent times. I said, I don't care whether she's fair or dark. As God is my witness, make no difference to my life. I only said something. There are spiritual things. Is that okay? Remember what he said here? If you're a friend of the world, all those kind of person fair or dark or short or tall, it's called friend of the world. Yeah, Mizu? Oinanu? It is called what? Friendship with the world. After all, you know, I've been telling you, 50% of those girls that call themselves models are infertile. You hear so? So don't let any model tell you what is fine. Half of the men who make their clothes are homosexuals. You don't know that? Versace was a certified homosexual. Don't let anybody fool you. Look, don't let anybody tell you who's fine, who's not fine. If you like a woman, you like her. That is, it's not concern you. Do you get what I'm saying? Yoruba man has a saying. Said, the one I like, you don't like it. That's why we don't contribute money to marry the same woman. We can't contribute money to buy car, buy bus, but marriage, no. Use your money to marry your own. I use my money to marry my own. Are you getting the point that I'm making? You know, it's so crucial. It is the world that tries to say, look, most people want to die for home, and you know, they have stopped making it now. Apart from the one that some crooks drive from a distance, they've never seen one. They've never entered one, never gone near one. But the world told them that if you have one, we respect you and rank like the day you and know that your God is good. Arrant nonsense. What am I saying? When it came to marriage matters, I like the way Lyle said it. He said, I will draw my knowledge from afar, my wisdom from afar. He said, I will ascribe righteousness to my maker. I said, there are three things the Holy Spirit. I told you about my entrance into the kingdom. You know, we discussed that on Saturday. The entrance into the kingdom. This was what I saw. One, you don't love the word of God, you can't be my wife. According to, is it Prince? You don't have to be rich to be my girl. Yes, that's true. But you must love the word of God to be my wife. Very, very crucial. Number two, if you think me and you are mates, and you can be talking to me anyhow, cancel. Because Sarah honored her husband so much, he called him my Lord. Number three, you must believe I can teach. Do you understand my point? I can even forgive you that second one. But you must have faith in my calling. Do you get my point? You must believe that God created me to preach the gospel. If I don't come across to you like that, two cannot work together except they agreed. Those were the things for me that were from above. Are you getting my point? And I said that thing so much. One day a lady asked me, a friend of mine, she said, Banky, what exactly do you like in a woman? And I told her these things, and she smiled. Why did she smile? She said, I asked you this question 2 years ago. These were the same things you told me. I couldn't change my mind. They were based on solid things. As a young boy, I wanted to marry a lady that was about to reach me here for height and be very thin. Do you know why? Should I tell you the reason? I watched, what's the name of this film? This film now, Ten Commandments, yes. I don't know how many of you saw Ten Commandments. I was a small boy. I mean, like, age of that kind of 8 to 10. Do you understand? And for the first time, I saw, you know, big guys. You know, those guys. You see, they are yams, you know. They wear those, they are warrior robes, you know. And then, you now see the women, you know, the women were generally shorter than them. So in my mind, unconsciously, I created a picture. So you must look like Moses and the princess in Israel, in Egypt. It was just in my mind. I know where I got that picture from. It was from Ten Commandments. My brother, when you grow, you realize that one are female. You know, I thought every Indian girl was very pretty. Until I grew up in real life, I realized, oh boy, it's not like that. Most Nigerian girls are finer than Indian girls. Believe me, that they chose out of 1 billion people. They chose the finest of the lot. When you were young, two guys, you wanted to marry an Indian girl, no biso. After watching Number 10 and Jugnu. When you woke up to reality, you realize, bros, you don't want garlic smelling all over your house. Now, you are getting the principle of what I'm saying. Now, these are the reasons why our prayers don't have effect. That's what I'm trying to explain. We pray on unnecessary prayer points. We pray prayer points that are fashioned, all right, around what the Bible calls worldliness. I like the way James said it here. You know, he described it. This is why you pray and you don't get anything. Because the prayers are fashioned, you know, according to your lusts. I now went ahead to describe what he was saying. That don't you know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? If the world teaches me what is beautiful, then I'm walking in a manner that's displeasing to God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. When you want to make a prayer before God, make a request, the first thing you address is what? The matter of what? Motive. Why am I asking God for what I'm asking for? Ah, God, you know, it's been 5 years since I left that campus, so I can't go back there. We are going for reunion next week or next month. I can't go back there without driving. God said, very fine. You had better, now, let me just tell you something, guys, ladies too. You had better go without driving. That, you know, there are tests that God gives you. You fail, he punishes you. Now, I don't mean that's a joke. You know, people say that God is a kind God. Bible says it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. God will say, oh boy, you are going to go. I said, no, without a car. Come on. I said, it's not right. Fine. If you want a car quickly, bros, go. Yeah, wait and talk so. I beg you in the name of God, go. Swallow your pride. Confess your pride. Do you get my point? And say, dear Lord, I am foolish. This is pride. I reject it. This is vainglory. Because if you refuse to go, because of that car, God will say, you won't see one for the next 6 years. Watch me. The day you finally... No, I'm telling you, people don't like to hear this. God is always, oh, Chukubike, don't be angry. You're my son, I love you. All right, I forgive you all your wrongdoings. God will say, oh, Chukubike, you don't grow now. You do wrong, I flog you periodically. That's how God is sometimes. You will finally buy one. Say, yeah, next year we are going. As they go for road. With all the confession of protection you have confessed, two boys will come kidnap you inside your own car. Some of them are angels, not human beings. Police can't kill them. They will drive you away. Keep you somewhere. When the whole program is over, they will release you, except that the car will have accident as they are going. You will be safe and sound. Your car is gone. And from your heart, you will hear it again. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesses. Baba God will say, are you going for reunion next year? He said, Lord, I go. You want it? No, Lord. A bicycle is all right. I will try. Just give me a lift. you don't know God. I know what I'm saying, and I don't mean that as a joke. That's the kind of thing that he does. He said, they ask and they don't receive because the prayer points are fashioned by lust, pride, vainglory, competition, the competitive spirit. If my friends can do it, I can do it. I'm the only one amongst them that have not yet built a house now. I'm the only one that has not yet married. I'm the only one that doesn't have children yet. And the prayer is, you know, the original Hannaic prayer. You know, there are two types of Hannah prayers. I keep on inventing these words. I hope you know. There's no book that contains them. I invent them as a spur of the moment. The original Hannaic prayer was directed against Penina. You get what I'm saying? And year by year, Penina they born periodically, Tua. When Penina sneezing like this, now picking. Anna, nothing. Finally, Anna say, okay, God, all right, I get the point. All right. Just give me one and you can have him back. I don't even want any child in the house again. And God say, are you sure about that? He said, yes. I can have him, so you are not going to, you are not going to use him to be flogging for any pain around the house. He said, Lord, I swear, no. He said, fine, then you can have him. And as soon as she fulfilled the vow she made concerning the life of that boy, the more children began to pour. They have not because they asked according to their lust. Are you getting what I'm saying? You know, I said something earlier. I said, if you can believe, that's where we began from. I'm going to bring out something here. The spirit of faith, read that book, please. Read it. Great faith can be yours. The spirit of faith is stirred up inside you when your prayers are motivated correctly. Are you getting what I'm saying? They are motivated correctly. Listen, if God delays, oh God, I wish you understand. The prayers of the children of God, of the saints of God, are very powerful. If God delays in answering, one of two things is happening. Number one, either the time is not ripe, or number two, the motive was wrong from the beginning. But I did not hear, no, it's not true. Let me say, tell you another thing. We'll continue this one next time. There is nothing, now, I'm coming to I'll close here. There is nothing that you truly, now you see, I've been saying this again and again. When we make statements, certain things are implicit in those statements. When Jesus will talk, whatever you desire, certain things are implicit. That is, when he said whatever you desire, he was talking to his disciples, not to the Pharisees. Are you getting my point? He was talking to his disciples, not to Herod. He was talking to his disciples, not Roman soldiers. So when he said whatever you desire, it does not include the head of John the Baptist on a platter. You are getting what I'm going to explain. All right? He knew, he assumed he was talking to godly people. Now, let me make my statement. Whatever you desire as a child of God. Now, what I mean by that is, you understand, we have filtered out godlessness. We have filtered out what? Worldliness. Whatever you truly desire in your personal life, believe me, you will get it. I don't mean very spiritual thing. Lord, I desire that the angels will fly around with clouds. No, you know what I mean? You want to sound holy and spiritual. That is good. Amen? You will also get that one. All right? But I mean even things that are mundane. I'll give you an example. It's a very funny example, but listen to this. I told my wife long ago, and I told God, that I would take my wife all over the world. It's not a very spiritual thing. It's personal. I like it. I'm not competing with anybody. I'm not planning to take your wife all over the world. It's my own. You get what I'm saying? I'm not planning to take another man's wife. It's my wife. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm not trying to impress anybody. It's just what I have desired, I will do. And believe me, there is no matter how silly it appears, there is no such desire in my life, all right, that either has not been granted or I am persuaded will be granted. No, you see, what I'm telling you, I don't mean it as a joke. I decided to use that one so that you know I'm not talking about very spiritual things like I pray that the way of success will be heard in every corner of the globe. I know that one will sound very spiritual to you, right? Good. That one too. It will happen, though. But I want to tell you that it's even simple things. There are things I like. I just say, I will buy one very big car and make the number plate on the car, Mrs. B. I'm not trying to impress you. I want to just look at it and feel happy with myself. It has to do with my personal stomach, not your own. That is the sweetness of my stomach. There is not, no matter how wide, if I desire, now see, get what I'm saying? If I desire that, my wife, listen, for your 50th birthday, I will give you a private jet. If I want it, believe me, I will get it. I'm not joking about that. I am not joking about it. He said, my help comes from the Lord. Not from my pocket. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. I like one thing my pastor Paul, you said once. So that Jesus asked the disciples and said, whatever you ask in my name, he told them that whatever you ask in my name, that this is what it means. That he didn't expect them to ask for things that were easy. Otherwise, he wouldn't have emphasized the fact that they had to ask the Father in his name. Do you know I've never gone to the bank and asked in the name of Jesus to collect my money? In fact, I shout if the money doesn't come on time. Waiting the worry now for this place. I won't bank here anymore. Come on, give me my money. It's not a hard thing. It's my money. I like the way he illustrated when he was discussing it. He said, can you imagine that the president is your friend? And he says that, all right, I'm leaving office in a month's time. What would you like me to do for you? And you're not telling him, my children are going back to school next week. Can I have like 25,000 naira, out of your security vote to pay their school fees? So the man will look at you and say, I don't think you heard me well. Or I don't think you know who you are talking to. If you wanted 25,000 naira, go and ask somebody else, another one of your friends. You don't walk to the front of the president and he's telling you, ask for something I can do for you and ask for 25,000 naira. What he means is that, have you applied for a radio license and it has not been granted? I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. What he means is that, listen, are you trying to build a few filling stations and NNPC is holding your license? Those are the kind of things you talk to him about. Okay, do you want me to help you so that you will become amongst the big guys who do big jobs for Nigerian government? Those are the kind of things he expects you to ask. And then he said that, okay, country rough, boys no go mind that kind of 100K. The man go look like. That's not what we are discussing. You are not asking according to my power now. Do you get my point? You are asking according to the little needs that you have. And this is a wrong place to use that kind of favor. You are following what I'm saying? The way Bill Clinton did it before he left office? You know what he was giving out to his friends? What only a president could give. The all American presidents, don't think, it's not only here that man, no man, everywhere over the world, man, no man. My friend was telling me the other day from the UK, he said that, listen, if you talk about corruption, like, that annoys him, that nobody is more corrupt than the white people. That there's no minister there that leaves office that does not enter a big board. There will be members of boards everywhere for a job well done, where they were primary, where they were a minister, in the British government. Yeah. What are you going to do? He has left office. I left office. It's not a crime. You can whine and complain. He's not planning to contest again. When Bill Clinton was leaving office, and all American presidents do it, the last things they do is to start granting pardon. What they call pardon? For those of you who know what they call pardon, if you killed 5 people and the president grants you pardon, you can contest election the following year. A pardon is like the blood of Jesus. All things are passed away. Behold, they have become new. I remember all the... remember Richard Nixon? Those of you who know of the Watergate crisis. The moment Johnson... I think it was Johnson that took over from his vice president. The moment Ford... Was it Johnson or Ford? Ford. Yeah, it was Ford. Are you sure? Don't confuse me now. Anyway, whoever it was. The moment he took over, as soon as Nixon resigned, and he took over, the first function he performed as president was to grant Nixon pardon. Gerald Ford, yes, you're right. Gerald Ford, yes. And I remember very sure because, for sure, I watched him on CNN, Larry King, a few years ago. Like, he was asking about that. He said he did that. He said he did that so as to put an end to all the crisis. Because if he did not, investigations will continue, prosecution will start. As soon as he entered office, he granted the man pardon concerning everything he did that had to do with that Watergate crisis. So when the president said, what can I do for you? He then said, oh God, they never catch me yet, but let me confess to the sin. Now, which of the 6 billion naira will come out that time? So right now, let's get some people to catch me. All right, then you grant me pardon. Now, I'm trying to tell you the kind of request you make when you get to presidential level. You know, we have a much more money. Therefore, when you want to pray, why don't you ask God for something that it's only with God that it is possible? Are you getting what I'm saying? You don't ask for things that are common. There are prayers I don't want to pray because I just discovered they're just not necessary. And some of them I'm not bothering to pray. I know that there is this beyond what I can ask or think God will do in my life. Let me tell you about material things. What God doesn't want is for us to focus on them and make them the objects of our life. But anything you want in life, ask God for it. One day you'll get it. Believe me. I've told you before, tell God I want a house the size of Puff Daddy's house that will be filled with clothes. What about God? No mind though. One day you discover that you have a big house and it's a wardrobe. The kitchen is the next house. The bedroom is the next building. This is the room, is the front of the compound. With 175-inch plasma TVs all over the place. Look, that's not an issue. If you know, it's more difficult for him to make a flower of the field than to make those things. I don't know what I said. The life in the flower of the field is more precious than all the plasma TVs. I heard a man preach it many years ago. How did he prove it? He said the Bible says that Solomon in all of his glory was not as clothed as one of the grasses of the field. So you see, for him, it's nothing. The problem is our heart where it is. The problem is the motive for what we are asking. So I told my wife then, and I've asked the Lord about it. In fact, the kind of recently I had dreams on other dreams. So one day I'll all get to pack up my children, carry them, go one foreign country for 6 weeks, or all of it. Don't mean I just chop life. Say, Pastor Mark, don't you know souls are perishing? Whether they go to America or not, souls will perish. Whether they go to Australia or not, souls will perish. Whether they go to New Zealand or not, souls will perish. That was what Jesus said when he said that the poor you have with you always. I have to understand that God is bringing forth resources out of his person. He's not sharing out the meager resources on the earth. Are you getting my point? So the one that I use to make myself feel good is not at all in any way going to deplete the amount required or available for the preaching of his gospel. If you can believe, one of the reasons why we can't believe is where we focus on when we think of where God will bring forth his resources from. Maybe in your mind. Now, if I say this, you know how much I don't like people who make football the object of their life. Do you understand what I'm saying? But let me say this, it will surprise you. If you tell God, I would like to go and watch a UEFA Cup final live or World Cup final live, he can do it as easily as, believe me, very, very easily. Now, I want to use that as an example. Why a lot of us can't ever ask is because we have been poor all our lives. Therefore, if God were supposed to, if he gave you the ticket and the flight ticket, you will sell it. You will sell it so fast that, in fact, many of you has given you have sold it in your heart. The angel will say, "Papa God, as I reached near in door, the guy was already advertising on radio. Now I bring my ticket, come back." Papa God say, "You cannot return to me, void. Go and give somebody else." No, I'm telling you the truth. That's what I'm talking about. What if you can just believe? Are you getting my point? Look, we can't discover all of these things in one day. But this is, you know, it's crucial, it's critical. That you take your eyes away from your person and put your eyes only on God. As a servant looks to the hand of the master, so your eyes must be upon God alone. Let me end my message today with one word, all right? With God, nothing shall be impossible. No matter how physically difficult it appears to human beings, with God, nothing shall be what? Impossible. No matter how, let me be like this, how unspiritual it appears, like I told you just now, you want to go and watch UEFA Cup final. You know, it's a very trivial thing. You know how trivial it is. But God does not only grant serious requests, he grants even trivial ones also. With God, nothing shall be impossible. What God wants is to build your faith to a level where you can believe. I hope you're getting my point. Why did I say all of this? The last things I said. We limit our requests based upon our own personal history and our abilities, not knowing that God is not counting on those things. Come down here to pray. Bow down your heads to pray. If you wish, you can stand. But I want us to take one single prayer point as we close. Please don't pray any spiritual in quotes prayer right now. You have prayed that the gospel will be preached all over the nation. That's not what I want you to pray right now. You have prayed that righteousness will be established in your family. But that's not what I want you to ask for right now. There is one thing, material thing, some seemingly not important thing, that deep inside your heart you will have really loved to have. Are you getting my point? I want you to think. Think down. You, concentrate. Don't look at me. Think down inside your heart. God, I used to dream that one day I would take a trip around 6 European countries. Lord, I would like to own a company that deals in this. Right now, I don't have a serious education. I don't have money. Now, I want you to think on those levels. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Because what I want for you to understand is the ability of God to do anything. Sometimes God will do this thing just to show you something, like Jesus did for Peter. Peter harvested all the fish, and after all, Jesus said, come, leave them behind, follow me. So please, look inside you. There is something. I'm not talking about those very spiritual things. I've always prayed that one day, my voice will bless every human being with the message of righteousness. That's a good prayer point, all right? But that's not what I'm asking for today. Say, Lord, I always wanted to have this kind of big bike. Those heavy ones. But I know they cost so much. I don't even have money for slippers. You know, those kind of things. Don't think about them. And I want to, now, if you just think about something like that. Oh, my children, I always wanted to take them to Disneyland. Let them go and play. I saw something that looked like Disney the other day in South Africa. I would love to take my children there. You know, those kind of things. Just think on those levels. I hope you are there. Well, for those of you who are ready, now, next thing I wanted to do, I want you to just start saying after me, Father, I thank you. Use your own words if you like. Father, I thank you because you are the great provider. With you, nothing shall be impossible. Just say that. That all the resources on earth, Lord, I know they are in your hands. Therefore, I am asking you to give this thing to me. Just ask for that thing. Now, I don't know the day he's going to do it, but believe me, if you pray this prayer now, you will most certainly get it. You have prayed very spiritual prayers, I know. But today, I want you to understand that God is concerned about everything in your life. I always wanted to do a PhD in Liverpool. I wanted to go to Yale, all right, and get a master's degree. These are universities abroad. Maybe Liverpool will charge you £30,000 or £15,000 for your MSc. You have never seen £200 put together. Good. It is not you that will pay. I want you to ask God, say, Lord, give me the resources. I want to go and do my LLM. Give me the resources. I want to go. There was this university I saw in Singapore. I would like to attend and do my postgraduate diploma there. I am asking you for it. You are my God, and with you, nothing shall be impossible. I'm not asking because I want to compete with anybody. I want what I want because I want it, and it makes my soul glad. Jesus said, ask, and you shall receive, that your joy might be full. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy might be full. Ask, and you shall receive whatever you shall ask in my name. You are using the most powerful name on earth that can save souls, that can raise the dead. There's nothing that he can't do. Now, begin to give the Lord thanks. Say, I believe I've received it in the name of Jesus. I believe I've received it in the name of Jesus. I believe I have received it in the name of Jesus. I believe I have received it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The Lord is good. If you have learned anything today, say amen.